Chapter 7, On Defining Morality Without Gods. The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. Bertrand Russell. There is a huge difference between being tolerant and tolerating intolerance. Ayaan Hirsi Ali. As you can expect, I get asked where atheists get their morality from, absent religion, ad nauseam. This is mainly because religion claims it is needed for morality, a lie. When I give my answer, I preface it by saying I'm about to ask a trick question, then continue as follows. Quote, let's say your pastor said something from the pulpit you found morally offensive, what would you do? End quote. The answers range from I would ignore it to I would object to the pastor to I would leave the church and find another more moral church. But again, this is a trick question. Nobody has ever offered me the one right answer. That can never happen because morality comes from my religion / church / pastor. This highlights my point. Morality comes from within. Religion simply takes the credit, convincing believers that their morality came from the God as taught by the church, not their own minds. People have their own morality, which itself is partially a product of religious indoctrination, and they go to a church that shares their positions. This then reinforces their belief that their God thinks they are right, and the church in turn claims credit for this morality, which was theirs in the first place. You're welcome, and here's the collection plate so you can properly thank us. It's all part of the scam. All humans have their own morality, which is fluid between people and, on a societal level, across space and time. That's why Muhammad had sex with Aisha when she was 9 years old. It was moral at the time. That's why some Christians owned slaves with the blessings of their church. It was moral at the time. That's why anyone claiming morality is fixed is simply ignorant of world history or even American history, not to mention the state of the world today. Sam Harris in The Moral Landscape posits a big picture of objective good, said good being the benefit of human well-being. I'm not arguing this macro-level point. Rather, I'm saying that which is considered moral behavior changes on a societal level over time, and therefore no morality that is espoused by any culture can be viewed as objectively good or bad. Many people categorize certain issues as moral concerns when it's really about religion inserting itself into non-adherents' lives. These issues give us plenty of fronts on which to fight, particularly relating to sexual reproduction and women's rights. For example, abstinence-only education is one of the many ways religion tries to insert itself into other people's lives, in this case by dumbing down the way kids are taught about sex. Its advocates say, in the true religious tradition, that ignorance yields abstinence. If we don't teach kids about sex, they won't do it, which for some reason is good. But abstinence-only education doesn't work. A report in the Journal of Adolescent Health, 2006, states, quote, a recent emphasis on abstinence-only programs and policies appears to be undermining the more comprehensive sexuality education and other government-sponsored programs. We believe that abstinence-only education programs, as defined by federal funding requirements, are morally problematic by withholding information and promoting questionable and inaccurate opinions. Abstinence-only programs threaten fundamental human rights to health, information, and life. End quote. A later article from the same journal on the same subject in 2008 quotes a study, quote, adolescents who received comprehensive sex education were significantly less likely to report teen pregnancy than those who received no formal sex education, whereas there was no significant effect of abstinence-only education. Abstinence-only education did not reduce the likelihood of engaging in vaginal intercourse, but comprehensive sex education was marginally associated with a lower likelihood of reporting having engaged in vaginal intercourse. End quote. The data goes on and on that sexual ignorance is not effective against STDs, pregnancy, or even teen sex itself. Yet certain government officials try to push it any way they can, ignoring the data that shows they are hurting kids. The only reason? Their preachers say God doesn't want your kids to have sex. Once again, religion proves Hitchens right and poisons society. In this case, keeping teens ignorant in the name of God. As a result, these teens are equally likely to have premarital sex, but much less likely to use a condom because they don't know how and because they've been told that condoms are not that effective anyway. Abortions are bad too, according to religion, so in some states, religion-inspired abortion restrictions force teens to keep their unwanted fetuses to term. But that's okay, because that makes baby Christians. Religion grows through breeding and indoctrination. See the machine? Tell me again how religion hurts nobody. Now look at contraceptive regulation. Same machine, different part. Here we are in 2015, and this is still a subject of debate because a religious institution, the Catholic Church, wants your boss to use his or her discretion as to what kind of birth control, if any, you can access on the company insurance plan. They pretend it's about the company owners, but those that oppose your using contraception just happen to be echoing their church. So once again, their religion gets into your life, and you lose personal freedom in the name of religious freedom. The same goes for the morning after pill. All of a sudden, some pharmacists get to stop their customers from obtaining a medicine because it's against the pharmacist's religious views. They call it a conscience clause, but no conscience is involved here, just religion asserting control. These pharmacists' customers are victims of religion calling the shots, which in this case means women lose body autonomy, while politicians parade these moral objections around as if they were ethical. They're not. Morality is individual, and I am in no position to push morality on anyone, but often issues of the separation of religion and government are marketed as morality issues, and American atheists gladly steps in where needed. Gay marriage and adoption equality, abortion, sex education, contraception, the morning after pill. These are all mainly issues about the separation of religion and government that get wrongly categorized as morality issues, and they affect each citizen of this country. In these areas and more, religion has infiltrated politics and attempted, usually successfully, to make non-adherents obey religious dogma under rule of law, just as many Islamists want to do via political correctness and, in some cases, Sharia. It's about them controlling us. Many of these issues are part of a larger machine to make baby Christians because their argument is so damn weak they can't depend on converting people to sustain themselves. The religious right uses size and money to wield power in politics to create as many situations as possible that make Christian babies. Poor sex education, plus contraception regulation, plus abortion restrictions, etc. This is a numbers game. I can think of no position that any Christian church has ever taken that would result in fewer babies being born, because that's the antithesis of their objective. Christian babies become Christian adults who tithe and obey. Christian leaders don't care if these policies also affect non-Christians, except that making non-adherents obey religious dogma legitimizes the church. But creating an environment that produces more Christian babies is one of Christianity's highest objectives, and many of its positions combine to support this effort. Not to have children is a selfish choice. Pope Francis, February 11, 2015. This is why we are the good guys and they are the bad guys. There is no bill in any state trying to force atheism on anyone. All of our moves are defensive or equality-based all the time. Take the religion out of science class and keep it science neutral. Give women their full rights over their own bodies, including the right to birth control and abortion as they, not you, see fit. Get that religious icon off public property or give us our own. It's our public property too. Take the religion off the money and out of the Pledge of Allegiance so neither religion nor atheism is preferred. Everything, every lawsuit, every complaint, every fight we fight as a movement, it's all defensive, all pro-equality. We demand religion stay out of our lives, and we are hated for it by those who know we are right but are unwilling or unable to admit it. I said earlier that all theists are victims of religion. Make no mistake, to a very significant degree, we are all victims of religion because we all have fewer rights because of it. It's time we shut that shit down.